You know, as a cook, you're pretty much guaranteed to learn something every time you pick up a book by Edna Lewis, even for the pros at America's Test Kitchen. So Sally Swift sat down with test cook Elle Simone to talk about one of their recipes inspired by her.
Hey Elle, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me back.
So we have been talking about the singular Edna Lewis all hour, and I am wondering, have you eaten many of her recipes?
Certainly. My family made lots of Edna Lewis recipes and certainly some Edna Lewis inspired recipes. And one of my favorites is chicken and pastry.
So explain to me what chicken and pastry is, because I hear that and I think of like a pot pie.
Chicken and pastry is really a soup. It's a hearty soup with a thick broth that contains these beautiful pastry bits that almost serve as like a dumpling. It's amazing.
Okay, so tell us your process.
So the first part of our process is making the dough for the pastry component. It's a very simple recipe. Flour, baking powder, a little salt and pepper. We combine it with milk and melted butter. We roll it out and we knead it to make sure there are no streaks in it. Put in a bowl, cover it with plastic, set it aside.
So baking powder, not baking soda.
That's right. The baking powder helps to keep the dumplings intact so they don't disintegrate into the broth. Also, it keeps it from being chewy. It makes it tender.
Okay.
And at that point, we start to work on our broth.
That's just a chicken broth, correct? It's,
is there any such thing as just a chicken broth? I don't know, you really can't really. Well, you know, we start with browning the chicken. When you have a soup or broth that has minimal ingredients, you have to do the very special things that really draw out the flavor. And so browning the chicken is the very first step. And then we take it out, we add some water, and we add onion and celery. And we just let our stock go for about 25 minutes. And while that's happening, this is a good time to start working on your pastry dough. And so you roll it out. And the little je ne sais quoi that we pick up from Edna Lewis is that we are also going to cut our dough into diamonds.
I love that.
That is elegant.
Yes, beautiful, intentional move.
It certainly is. Edna was a home cook to begin with. And I think like most good home cooks, she was very concerned about aesthetic. Like it was important to her for that to be beautiful. Also, when she was at Cafe Nicholson in the 50s in Manhattan, you know, she wanted something that would make her dishes stand out amongst the rest. And I think little steps like finessing, you know, pastries by cutting them in diamond shapes was like a perfect way to show who she was and how she cooked.
Exactly.
So at this point, our broth has been going for about 25 minutes with the chicken in. You can take that pot off, remove the chicken, and let it cool. And we're going to strain it, take the celery and onions out. But we've already extracted all the flavor from it we need. And then add our pastry to the broth and, you know, just let it cook until it puffs up a little bit. And the pastry really kind of starts to give that starchy, you know, gift to the broth.
Yeah.
And it thickens it a little bit. And it just makes it so smooth and delicious. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Just that nice body that it adds to the broth.
I have never had this. I am dying to taste it. It sounds like such home food to me. It's just sounds great.
Doesn't it make you excited about fall? Just knowing you can wear cardigans and eat chicken and pastry?
I love that. Thanks, Elle.
Thank you, Sally. Talk to you soon.
Elle Simone is a food stylist and test cook for America's Test Kitchen, and you can find that recipe for chicken and pastry at splendidtable.org. And that is our show, our homage to Edna Lewis. Thank you for listening, and really, if you haven't, go out and get a copy of The Taste of Country Cooking. It's so good. It's the kind of book you want to read and then reread, which, you know, you don't really say very often about cookbooks. And before we go, let me tell you one more story. It's about when the great poet Nikki Giovanni met Edna Lewis, and they were chatting, and at some point Miss Lewis asked Giovanni, you know, what her favorite thing to cook was. So Nikki goes, well, you know, you should try my quail. You know, she loved to cook, and she was like, I know a little something. And she describes how she makes this dish, and it was this great recipe that her mother taught her. And she goes home a little while later, and she asks her mother for a copy of that old quail recipe she clipped. She gets it out of the box. And sure enough, it's by Edna Lewis. We're supported by Progressive Insurance, offering Snapshot, a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Hey, you can always find tons of great stuff at splendidtable.org. take a look at our recipe collection, sign up for our email newsletter, Weeknight Kitchen, or subscribe to our podcast. Special thanks this week to filmmaker Phil Odebert and his documentary, In the Season, The Edna Lewis Story. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Francis Lamb, and this is APM, American Public Media.